Yes, indeed. The world is changing now, and it's asking us to make the moves to have a better world. And we're going to get some advice as to see what's going on in the stars. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know. It's looking a little cloudy or bright. We're going to see, because the energy's really heating up in the astrology, and we've got to talk to our dear friend Stacy Holler. She's going to give us our astrology report for this month of November, the 11th month of 2022. Stacy, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Sarah, it's so, I love listening to The World is Changing Now. Those words resonate more every day and every time I listen to it.
Yes, and to think we birthed that song during the pandemic. I remember it happened organically. I believe Helena was at the house, and we were just getting ready to do a Sunday fun day, or we just finished a Sunday fun day, and all of a sudden this came pouring out of me, and look what we got, right? So we're really glad to have this guidance from Spirit that we've got to make adjustments, and we've got to come from a place of love. So, Stacy, do the stars have love for us tonight in the next few months? What's going on?
Well, let's just say they're very busy this month.
They're
busy. We have a lot of energies going on and, you know, things that we're going to need to pay attention to and stay focused with. I know many of us know about this lunar eclipse that is happening right on Election Day next Tuesday, and it's pretty powerful, Sarah.
It is powerful. It's one of the most powerful ones I think we've had in quite a while, maybe since like 2017. I was hearing that it's a really full moon lunar eclipse.
Mm-hmm. It's a total eclipse, so the Earth is right smack in between the sun and the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And when this happens, we know full moons are times of change and endings and events, but this total lunar eclipse is really about major breakthroughs. Mm-hmm. It's really a very karmic time, and it's got a lot of energies playing into it all at the same time, so we all need to start paying attention.
Mm. Yes, because a lot of the planets are still in their retrograde position, right? We've got a few out. We made it through Mercury retrograde, but it's still a little dense up there in the sky, right?
Well, we've got Jupiter will be going direct by the end of the month, so that will be helpful. But what's the extra energies in the sky is we have Uranus, the planet of change, is in Taurus right now, so it's pushing us for new things. And Saturn, who doesn't like change, is an Aquarius who only likes change, so there you go, right?
Right, there's conflict right there.
We got a lot of that tug of war happening right on top of us. And then, of course, the North Node is very close to the moon during this lunar eclipse, and that's all about karmic destiny.
Wow.
So there is a lot into play coming to fruition here. So we wanted to take a look at, you know, where is this hitting us individually? And then to your song, Sarah, we have to keep in mind, we all have to keep looking in our own hearts and seeking the truth and affect our lives as we are contributing to moving our society and the world forward.
Well, share with us, what do we have to do in the month of November to coast with ease and grace?
All right. Well, what we talk about, Sarah, is where is this eclipse falling in your chart? What area of life do you need to pay attention to of where you're going to see transformation? So when we go through the signs and we talk about the houses represent that area. So as we know, pay attention to your sun sign and your rising sign, if you know your rising sign, and see what resonates most with you. So we'll start with Aries. Now, my Aries friends, this eclipse is in your second house, which is all about money and values. So it's time for you to really take a look at what do you need to feel secure? Is the way you're making money aligning with your values? What do you need to do to strengthen your finances to make that right? Now, Taurus, you could imagine this is pretty intense for you. Not only is this full moon in Taurus and Uranus in Taurus, but it's in your first house, which is who you are and how you present yourself to the world. So this eclipse is a very meaningful turning point for Tauruses. There's a lot of karma in play here. It's time for you to break through on a new path for success. And Sarah, I just want to remind everyone, we get nervous about eclipses and retrogrades, but really all these energies are there for us to stop and pause and to get us back on track.
Okay.
So in these houses, it's pay attention. This is where you need to be back on track. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, Gemini, I guess I prefaced that for you. Gemini.
I think so. I was like, I said to myself, she's doing that, so I don't have a little mental breakdown here. But okay, go for it. What's happening?
Well, for you, Geminis, this is in your 12th house. So this is what's behind the curtains for you, behind closed doors, what's going inside. You're very psychically attuned. So, Sarah, you're going to another level in this eclipse.
I feel it already, so yes.
The energy there on Geminis are going to be very strong with psychic abilities during this eclipse. Now, Cancers, this is in your 11th house. 11th house is hopes and dreams and friends and associations. So this is a time to put yourself out there. If you're affiliated with the wrong groups or the wrong friends or the wrong people, this is a time to make that break and find out where you belong. Where is the best place for you? Now, Leo, it's in your 10th house. That's all about career, how you appear out in the world. So, Leo, this is a time for you to go for what you've been dreaming of. This is going to be a breakthrough time. Focus on what you want and go for it. Now, Virgos, this is in your 9th house. That's about higher learning and adventure and experiencing the world. So, for you, Virgos, this might be a time to take a look at what could you learn that's new? What could you experience that's new that's going to change your vision? It's big for publishing, so any Virgos out there, this is a time to publish that book. Now, Libras, this is in your 8th house. That's all about transformation. It's all about the close relationships you have. It's about shared resources and money. So you might have some unexpected changes in your shared resources, but it is a time, Libras. It's good for reassessing your investments and getting them straight and maybe on a new path. Scorpio, 7th house, that's all about relationships, and happy birthday, Scorpio. This is the 7th house of marriage and business relationships, so this is a time where you might just be letting go of those relationships that don't work. This is a time for you to figure out what is best for you, how to form healthier relationships that really fit your needs and let go of those that are toxic. Sagittarians, this is in your 6th house. That's everyday life. That's health. That's work. Take a look at your health habits. Maybe it's a time to break that bad habit finally and set up a new routine for yourself. What are you doing in your everyday life that needs to get on a different trajectory to get you back on track? And Capricorns, this is in your 5th house of fun and romance. So there could be a turning point for Capricorns. They might fall in love this time around this intense full moon. It's also a time to express your creativity. If you have that passion project, you've been thinking about Capricorn, this could be a breakthrough for you. Aquarius, 4th house, that's all about home and family. It's time to build that home life that you want, Aquarians. If there's some toxic dynamic going on in your home that you need to fix, this is the time to make that breakthrough and fix that to create the life in your home that's right for you. And Pisces. Pisces in your house of communications, time for important conversations, speaking your mind, setting things straight. Ask the right questions to get the answers you need so you can get back on track. So for each of us, Sarah, we're taking a look at reassessing where we need to make those changes. So don't get hesitant about these astrological events. They come around to help us really to check in to make sure we're on track.
And we will do our work to stay on track, Stacey. Thank you so much for sharing your insight. And Stacey, how can people get in touch with you so that they can have a personal session with you and understand a little bit more about their birth chart, their houses? How can they reach you?
DestinyInTheStars.com. All the information is on my website that talks about the different kind of readings. And I look forward to sharing the information and having us all understand what our journeys are so we know how to stay on track and navigate through these crazy times.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Stacey. It's always a pleasure to have you start our month off with a bang and some great information so we know how to navigate the stars. Again, everyone, if you'd like to reach Stacey, go to destinyinthestars.com. We highly recommend you have a session with Stacey and really get an idea of what's going on in the stars and what your chart looks like. Thanks so much, Stacey, for sharing with us. And always, we appreciate you. Bye for now.
Bye, Sarah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.